Okay, today's dot is Tainus Daf Tez Zayin. We are on Tez Vav Amid Beis. We'll start with the two dots, but just one thought related to the last Gemara right before the two dots, and that is the Gemara mentioned that bit, when it comes to good things, when it comes to Gedula Maschilim in Agadol, when we have a list or a process of people that are going to be involved in a process, we start with a gadol when it comes to gedula, and by klalos we start with a katan. What are the rayas? By gedula we start with a gadol. We learned that from Moshe, first telling Aaron all of the Torah that of Shabbat Torah that he was given, or other tzivuyim that he was given, and then to Elazar and to Isamar, and then to the rest of the Am. And when it comes to klalos, when it comes to negative ideas, we start with a katan. Where do we know that from? The fact that the Nachash first received his punishment, and only after that, Chava and Adam received their punishment. There's another Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin where the Gemara says that we learn another idea from the punishments that were meted out to the Nachash and to Adam and to Chava, and that is Ein Toan in Lamesis. We're not toed for a Mesis. We don't claim or defend on the behalf of the Mesis. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Adam and said, why'd you do it? Hashem went to Chava, why'd you do it? But Hashem didn't go to Nachash and ask why you did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just meted the punishment out to the Nachash. Why? Because the Nachash was a Mesis. And because the Nachash was a Mesis, so that is why Hashem does not Mesis, meaning trying to get somebody else to do Avodah Zarah, or lead somebody away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're not toeing on their behalf. Number one. Number two, also, Meir Parmizlaner, also has come up in the past, notes that if you look at the punishments, the first two seem to be really hardcore punishments. Adam, right, he has to possess Apecha Toch Alechem, he can't stay home and relax, and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. Chava, pain in childbirth and child rearing, very difficult, very terrible punishments. The Nachash, offer Tochol Kol Yomei Chayecha, eat dirt. He always has what he needs. Why is that so bad? The Medrash says he got his legs taken away, but according to the Pashas of the Pasuk, he gets to eat dirt. So what's so bad about that? Why is that such an onesh? So said the Meir Parmizlaner, that was the most serious of the onshin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you what you need. You will have no needs for eternity. You will never have a reason to turn to me, to have a relationship with me. So leave me forever. I don't want to talk to you. Is the greatest gift that we have is that we have needs, we have reason to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have reason to say, Hashem, I want to daven to you. I need this. I need to beseech you. I need to ask you. I need to praise you. We have that relationship, and that's the greatest bracha in the world. That's the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Like we mentioned a couple of days ago from the Ramban. And the Ramban holds that there is no mitzvah to daven every single day. But it's a chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to daven every single day. That's exactly what the Nachash does not have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachash, take your dirt and leave me for eternity. And the mashal given is that it's much more painful for a child to be ignored by a parent than to be screamed at by a parent. At least to be screamed at least to be rebuked and berated, there's a relationship there. But when it comes to ignoring, the child can't deal with that. Hey, listen to me! The child can't deal with that because that's cutting off the relationship. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with the Nachash. Okay, now we're up to the couple of lines up. Tezvav Mabez by the two dots. The Mishnah had said that everybody puts ashes on top of their head. The first couple of people, the Rosh HaBezdin and the Nasi, they have it put on their head by others, while everyone else takes it by themselves. Three lines from the bottom, V'kol Echad V'Echad, no same Barosho. Everybody puts it on their own head. Nasi, say, ask the Gemara, Nasi V'Av Bezdinami, Nishkalu Inu V'Ninchu Baroshayu. Why don't they put it on their own head? Why do you have to have other people put it on the head of the Nasi and the Av Beis Din, and only everyone else puts it on their own head? Maishna deshokel inish achrinu manachlahu. Why do other people put it on their own head? The Nasi and Av Beis Din have others. Ama Rebbe Abba or Rebbe Ada demin kesari eno dome mizbayish meatzo lemizbayish meacherim. Ain't no doma, you can't compare someone who is embarrassed by themselves than someone who is embarrassed by others. Meaning, this is worse. If somebody puts ashes on my head, that's even worse. That's even a lower state of affairs. And if everybody else sees, we see the Gadol Hador having ashes put on his head. Oyvei. If he puts it on his own head, that's one level. But if somebody else has to put it on his head, that's even worse. And hopefully that'll inspire us and motivate us to do tshuva. Veicha, right? The Rashi says on top, deicha aika agmas nefesh tvei. There's even more agmas nefesh when it comes to having ashes put on their head. Right? We have a similar idea by a kittel. by a kittel, usually we put, where is there a minog? There's never a din to wear a kittel. There are minog and to wear a kittel. So see, by a wedding, the kittel is put on someone. It's to make us put on the chasen under the chuppah. Why? It's to make us think about the day, even though we're at the height of our simcha, there will be a day that the kiddah will be put on us. And we have to realize life's about preparing for that day and the start of a marriage. Yes, it's unbelievable, it's besimcha, but we have to realize now is the start of the rest of my life and I need to prepare for that day, achamei v'esrim, when the kiddah will be put on me. Because there's a different feel when I put something on and when something is put on me. So to hear, when ashes is put on them, it's a different feel. V'heicha manach lehu, where exactly is it put? Amar Rav Yitzchak b'makom tefillin. Exactly in the makom tefillin, that's where the ashes are put. Again, remember, these are, according to most, it's the at least the last seven fast days in the cycle of davening for rain. So on these seven fast days, when the Aron goes out to the street that everybody is davening in public, so ashes is put on the makom tefillin. Shenamar lasum la'evelei tzion lasus lahem pe'er tachas efer. We have instead of the glory that we usually have on our heads, which is the tefillin, right? We have ashes, which brings us to a state of lowliness. Vayter Rechov Teva Vesakim Efer Efer Kfura Moriah Simin. That's the Simin that the next section of Gemara, that is the mnemonic. Lama Yosel Rechov. So each one, number one, why don't we go out to the street? What, davening in shul is not good enough? We have to bring the Aron, the Teva. We spoke yesterday what that is. We have to bring it out to the street and make a public prayer ceremony. So says the Gemara of Chiyabar Abba Amar, exactly. Lomar za'aknu bitzina v'lo ne'enenu. We cried out in private. It didn't work. So we have to try something else. Nivaze atzmenu b'farhesya. So in private didn't work, so we'll try something else. So we disgrace ourselves in public. How do we disgrace ourselves? The Ben Yoyada says, because the other nations see that we're davening so hard in public, and they'll ask, what are you doing? Why don't you just go daven in your shuls? And they'll realize that Hashem isn't making it rain, and rain is connected to the Jews' behavior in Eretz Yisrael, and it'll be more agmas nefesh and more busha for us, which again, hopefully will lead us to positively come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we go out to the Rechov. We try everything. Right? It reminds us of Tachlun. By Tachlun, we try every position in davening. First, we, like we talked about yesterday, in Tefillas Apayim, we go down on our arm, try that. Now, first we're we're going to stand again. Then we sit by Shomer Yisrael, right? Known to feel Zabayim, and then by Vadachra Lor Neda, we stand up. So we do every position of davening to try to cover our bases to make sure our Kadosh Baruch Hu, however you want us to daven, whatever the tshuva is going to, however I'm going to get the tshuva that is desired, you know, I will go into any position. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish has a different pshat why we go into the street. Galinu. It represents galus. It represents a little exile. Galuseinu mechaperes aleinu. Galus is mechaper. As we know, the Rambam says, one of the elements of tshuva, in Hilchos Tshuva, is galus. Right? The shini Hashem, the shini Maisan is galus. Changing a person's place. We're not as comfortable in a different place. So therefore, galus is also mechaper. It's one of the elements, if you remember, about Ari Miklat. A number of ideas the Sefer HaChinuch mentions, and the other Achronim mentioned regarding Arei Miklat. Is it a punishment? Is it a refuge from the Goel Hadam? Is it the Sefer HaChinuch has an unbelievable line, psychologically, so that the relatives don't have to see you and be reminded of their pain? Right. So either way, so one of the elements is Kapara, though. When we go there, and a Rotzeach B'Shogeg gets kapara by being in galus. So galusena mechaperes aleinu is a 2 days why we go into the street, either to mevaza ourselves more, meaning we cried in public, and didn't, in private we didn't work, so let's go in public, or is it galus? My binayu, ike binayu, degali mi beknishta le beknishta. Nafkamina, what if you go from shul to shul? Right, a person, we're usually in one shul, we go to a different shul. Is that yotzei the din of the fast day? So, that's the nafkamina. If you say it's a din of galus, this is galus. You're in a different place than you are usually. If it's a din of going out to the street to be in public so that others see us, so then one shul to another shul would not be considered a good enough of a galus. If you look here in the Megalias HaShas, quotes a scary story, or whatever, a difficult story from the Eima Banim Smecha, from the Bisocha Tachtel, but it's not from the Sefer Eima Banim Smecha, it's from another Sefer, Kur HaShoah. Kur HaShoah, he quotes that the Kaimalon Golas Mechaper's Avon, quotes our Gemara and other Gemaras, that Golas is always Mechaper, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Shuva. He says, Anachlu B'kayitz Azeh B'shas Tavshin Beis, we in this summer, 1942, Enosh Atashiv, Enosh Adaka, right, he says, Tashev, Tashin Beis, Adakav, the Rasham, Shavibdina Senu, Slovakia, Midakimanu, Bixerose, Makashos, we have terrible, terrible situation, and we went up onto the roof of the Beis Medrash. Vanachri Yasanami Batenu Lachbiatsmedu Al Gag Beis Medrash Depo. Nistapakti. Unbelievable, you think about these individuals. What would we have been thinking? Rachmana Litzlan, we're running away, we're sitting at Galus. He's up there on the roof thinking, is this considered a Galus regarding Kapara? We're on the roof of a building. We're not inside. So is that good enough? Nistapakti mu bechlal golos lios mechaper avon. Umatzasi. And I found, remember, he didn't have any svarim. Imbarim smecher of Tachtel. He had no svarim during the war. This is all from memory. Umatzasi peshul sveka seinu. Ah! Tainus tezayin. That wasn't the day of Dafyomi that day. It wasn't, he happened to do it that morning. No, he remembered. The Gemara says, even from shul to shul, that's good enough. So is this like shul to shul? It's the same shul, but it's on the roof. So is that better or is that worse? Vaday de gamkeni see a sinim batino gag beis medrash. On the surface, I would think that this is nashav of galus lechaper avon. We're not in the same place, and just like the Gemara said, shul to shul is good enough. So too here. Ach Allah alibi lo orer. But then I was thinking to myself, for 1 minute, I was thinking about the Yehi Ratzon that we say on Sukkot. Those who say the Yehi Ratzon before eating, relating to the Ushpisen, special Yehi Ratzon of Tefillah, we say in there, Ubischus Tseisi mi Beisi Hachutza, by going out of my house, Yechashev li Ke'ilu Herchakti Nedod. It should be considered as if I have traveled out. Herchakti Nedod. Mashma says Rav Teichtel, Delavi Mamish Kegalus, Eli Yechashev Kegalus. It should be considered as if. What do you mean? It is. What do you mean it has to be considered as if? It is galus. If you leave your place, like the Gemara said, shul to shul, so you're going to a sukkah. Isn't that the same thing as going out? So it sounds like from here that just going to a sukkah, not going to another place, but just going outside, you know, it sounds like that it is not considered exactly like galus. So what's the difference between the sukkah and going from shul to shul? Or what about going to the roof in my case? So Achnir Ali, he says, unbelievable, he says, shiny gabi yitzia mi bayis l'mitzvah sukkah. There's a difference between running because you're running away or because it's a drought versus going out because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told you to go out to a sukkah, the mitzvah, exactly. The yeshivas has sukkah lo yuchal mechshav kegalus. You're right, in a certain sense, it's like a galus, but we're going under tzilut dehemnusa. We're going under to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's nechshav galus. We're doing what Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. Kiva donu makayim ba mitzvah chashuva v'yikara k'mitzvah sukkah. Because we're doing this precious, wonderful mitzvah, she'yisodasa bahare kodesh, v'sh'anu chofefim b'tzel ha'shchina ha'kdusha, and we are under the shchina eichi chashiv l'galus. You can't say this is like any other galus, going from shul to shul to galus. But going where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us, going to a mitzvah, going to a sukkah, di betchila lo yashavnu besukkah rak bebayis greida, ukeiz onu yoshim chovim betzel kedusha sukkah. That's worse? That's galus? Can't be. And that's why in the Hirat zone, it's not as if, it's not mamish galus. We say it's as if. Let it be considered. Al kein ein onu maskirin betfila seinu. Di yeshiva seinu ba'asukah yechashiv legalus. El ki'ilu rechakti nedot. Sukkah is different. But when it comes to our case, where we're going to a roof, rachmana l'slam, because of the tsaris, so he says that for sure. That for sure will be considered. So he starts off by our Gemara, then he gets into the roof case, and he gets into sukkah. That is the Eima Banim Smecha there in the Magalias Hashas. We continue now. So we had an afkamina between these two reasons why we go out to the street. Reish Lakish and Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Next halacha. V'lama motziin es ha-teva l'rechova shalir. So if we go out to Daven, why do we bring out the teva? Why do we bring out, we said yesterday from the Bach, is that the Arun, is that the Bima? But why do we take some structure of the shul outside? Amar Bishua ben Levi, lomar klit sanua hayalanu. There was a precious treasure that we have, the Torah. precious treasure. V'nisbaze ba'avoneinu, and we have been disgraced, or we have disgraced it through our sins. What does that mean? Maybe it means that we have to bring the Torah out. Bringing the Torah out is itself a bizayin. Right, the Torah is supposed to stay inside the shul. Right? You can't just take the Torah out for no reason. And we have disgraced it by having to bring it out because of our sins. The Tiferes Yisrael writes here that maybe it's another pshat, that we have been disgraced because we have to spend so much time davening and bringing this out, and we're mevatel the Torah. We have less time learning because we're just so focused on our parnasa, on the needs that we have. Because we have to be involved in this. Says that the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah. So again, whatever the pshat is, that we have to be embarrassed. And why do we cover with sackcloth? Sackcloth made out of animal skin. Sackcloth. Say we're no better than animals, right? We're in the same state. We don't have a special relationship, and that is why it is so difficult. Again, all of these actions are to inspire us to act better and to improve. Rashi here quotes that the source of this Miskasin Besakim is a Yerushalmi. This is one of the proofs, if you remember from Daf Beis, that the Maariv Chai is quoted, that Rashi on Tainus is probably not Rashi, because he acts unusually, how he doesn't act on other Mesechtas. He quotes a lot of Yerushalmis. In other Mesechtas, he quotes a Yerushalmi here and there. In Brachas, he quotes a Yerushalmi here and there. Here he quotes many Yerushalmis. And you get a different feel from the way he quotes the Yerushalmis and the way he talks, that it's not exactly normal Rashi that we have. So he quotes, Tanini b'Yerushalmi, Sheichogro Sakin, V'yotzen l'beis HaKfaris, V'token b'Kronos. Rashi quotes that they used to go out in sackcloth to the cemeteries, blow shofar, u'boy, and then everybody lay me boy, Sakin Lama, and the Gemara there asks, why sock? So here too, the Gemara asks, why sackcloth? Because we are like animals. If you look in the Me'iri, look at the Me'iri Pashas, what is it, like animals? So it means we're as low as animals, we haven't fulfilled our potential. If you look at the Me'iri has a little different shot. What does it mean? Like animals? So the Me'iri says, we're like animals ba'avodenu, that we feel like we lost the special hashgacha pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us. V'nira li bepirusham, shesara hashgacha secha me'aleinu ba'avonosenu, uba al derech v'se'ase adam kitigei hayam. We're like fish in the sea. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu treat fish? Remember the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Mitzora, that the Sefer HaChinuch says, what Rovri showed him assume, people have Hashgacha Pratis. People have direct Hashgacha. Each and every individual has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over and has a specific plan for every human being. Animals, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Hashgacha Klalis. He says, some believe there's Hashgacha Pratis for animals too. He says, I don't believe that. I believe that animals are Hashgacha Klalis, meaning Hashem takes care of the species. Hashem is not interested in every single dog. Dogs in general, butterflies in general, animals in general, is hashgacha klalis, not hashgacha pratis like people have. So maybe that's behind what the chinuch is saying here. The chinuch is saying we feel like we have klalis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in every person. Doesn't he see our suffering? Doesn't he see what's happening to us without the rain? So therefore, that's what the Me'iri says right here, after quoting the Yerushalmi, that we feel like we don't have that special hashgacha, and that's why we're davening. That's why we're davening so hard, to get that direct, special hashgacha back. Maybe that's why we go outside also. Go outside to be under Tachas Kipei Asa Shamayim. We go directly under the stars, under the sky, in order to try to gain that relationship back. Weiter, v'lama nosten efer makla al gabei teva. We're going through each detail of the Mishnah, as the simin said earlier. First we discussed the street, and then the teva, now then sakim, and now efer. Why do we put ashes on the teva? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, klomar, imo anochi b'tzara. To reflect to us that Hashem is also b'tzaris. When Am Yisrael is b'tzaris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'tzaris. And that's why we put it, kaviyachal, on the Aron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also wearing sackcloth. Or a similar pasuk, Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish quotes, Bechol tzarosam, lo tzar. Through every tzara, lo, to him is also tzar. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels for us as well. Imo nochi b'tzar, and Bechol tzarosam, lo tzar. Amar Rebbe Zeira, me reish ki Havi chazina luhu l'rabbanan. Diavi efer makwa gabe teva. The first time I saw it, Rabbi Zeira says, first time I saw them put ashes on the aron, or on the teva, mizdazea likula gufai, my whole body started shaking. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. It made such a shock. That's part of what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be the shock element to it. The Sfasemis here says maybe this is the makar for the Rambam we mentioned yesterday. The Rambam says, you mamish put the ashes on the Sifrei Torah. That's not mefurish in the Gemara here, but the Rambam has that line in Hilchos Tainis. We read it yesterday. So the Sfasemis says maybe this is the line. When Rabbi Zeira said he was shocked, maybe like through seeing that on the Sifrei Torah themselves, that is a very, very shocking in the message that it's supposed to give us. Okay. Who are the Rabbanim? These are the leaders of the generation. The leaders, the Zakenim, the Talmid HaChamim, right? The leaders of the generation. V'lamanostin efer barosh kol echad ve'echad. So why now do we put ashes on everybody? We put ashes on the Torah in order to inspire us and to shock us. Why do we put ashes on the on each and every person? Right? We put ashes other times when we have Zeichel and Mikdash, when we want to remember certain things. But why do we put ashes on the on each other? Pligi bar Rabbi Levi bar Chama of Rabbi Chanina. 2 days. Chad amar hare anu chashuv lefanecha keifer. Number one, because we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like nothing. We're like ashes. We're nothing. Right? It's a symbol of hachna'a. Symbol of being humble. V'chad amar k'dei sheyizkar lanu eifaro shel Yitzchak. To remind Yizkar lanu. To remind us. Interesting. Not to remind Hashem. To remind us of Akedas Yitzchak. To remember what it means for Mesiris Nefesh. To have Mesiris Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's low. To remind Hashem of the Efer of Yitzchak. Interesting. Was there Efer of Yitzchak? Yitzchak wasn't burnt. What do you mean the Efer of Yitzchak? Other Chazals also say the Efer of Yitzchak is Munach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. What do you mean? Yitzchak wasn't burned. There's no Efer of Yitzchak. So either the Kabbalistic thought we mentioned a couple of days ago from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, somehow there was an Akedah and then he was born again. But Pashtus is that no, it's Ke'ilu. Ke'ilu. Avraham Avinu wanted to do it. Hashem told him not to. But it's Ke'ilu, it was done. And that's the chus of Ke'ilu, it was done. Right? That is what stands for us for all generations. So Kadesha Yizkar Lanu, Eifarosha Yitzchak. So we're like, Eifer, my Benai, what's the Nafkamina? Between these two deos, whether the reason is we're just humble like ashes, we're like nothing. And number two, to remember, Akeita, my Benai, Ikebenayu, Afar stam. What about dirt? Not ashes. What about just putting dirt? What if we couldn't find the ashes? Is there any kima putting dirt? Say if the reason is to remind Hashem of the Akedah, or to remind us of the Akedah, dirt doesn't work. Afar and Afar are not the same thing. Aleph and Ayin. But if it's about just to be humble, and to have hachna, then dirt could also work. Right? Having dirt, putting dirt on our makam atfilin, would also be the same. Period. Once we're talking about Afar and Afar, we can't not mention the Beis HaLevi. That we have mentioned, not for a while, but a number of years ago, the Beis HaLevi in Sefer Bereishis, where the Beis HaLevi says on the Pasuk, when Avraham Avinu says, when he's bargaining for stone, Hashem, I know I'm a nothing. Anochi afer va'efer. I'm afer va'efer. So the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, on that line of Avraham, Bischus Avraham says, V'anochi afer va'efer, B'nei Yisrael, his descendants were zoche to the efer of the Parah Aduma and the afer of Isha Sota. The ashes of the Paraduma was burned, and the ashes sprinkled on the person who was Tameh, and the afar, the dirt of the Beis HaMikdash that was mixed into the water to give to an Isha Soda to drink. So ask the Beis HaLevi, what is the Mida Kenegan Mida of the afar of the Sota and the Afar of the Paraduma? What does that have to do with Avraham Avinu saying Vanachi Afar Va'Afar? Says the Beis HaLevi, beautiful. What's dirt and what's ashes? Dirt has no past. Dirt is dirt. It's just dirt you find on the street. But it has a future. Why does it have a future? Because you plant seeds in the dirt. You water the dirt, something could grow in the dirt. Afer is just the opposite. Afer has a past. Afer was something. But now it was burnt, and it has no future. You can't plant anything in ashes. It's finished. It's nothing. It has no future. Avraham Avinu was saying, V'anochi afar v'efer Hashem, I'm a nothing. I'm like afar, I have no past. V'efer, I have no future. The ultimate in humility, saying, Hashem, I'm nothing. V'anochi afar v'efer. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's exactly the schar that's given. Para Aduma. What does Para Aduma give a person? A person's tame, it gives them a future. Afer, the ashes, don't have a future? I'm going to give you a future. I'm going to make you tar. I'm going to allow you to do everything that Tara requires. And what about Afar, the Afar of Asota? An Afar of Asota, Afar has no past. The Afar of Asota, the woman drinks it, it gives her a past. It clears up her past that she's innocent, that she could go back to her husband. So V'yanochi Afar V'Afer, Amravinu had that statement of humility, and b'schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the schar of Paraduma and the Isha Sota waters. Vayter. But halfway down. Why is there a minhag to go to the cemetery? The Beis HaKfar is on a fast day. So let's first read this, and then we'll make an amazing comment. Pligi ba Rabbi Levi bar Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar. Why do we go to the cemeteries on the fast days for rain? Chad amar hare anu chashuvin lefanecha kemesim. Number one, because we say to Hashem, we're like dead. We're like, we have nothing, we have no rain. If we don't get rain soon, there's gonna be, the drought's gonna get worse, we're gonna have no crops. So we're like mesim. That's to remind us. And to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chad amar, kadesh yevakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. Wow. The other one, two, beseech the mason to ask for rachmanis for us. We go to the cemeteries that the mason will ask for rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My beinayu, ike beinayu, kivrei akum. What the nafkamina? What about a non-Jewish cemetery? So a non-Jewish cemetery, we get the message of being like mason. Hashem, we're like not chashu, we're nothing. But in terms of davening for us, the Jewish cemetery is the one that we go to daven for and not the non-Jewish cemetery. Nafkamina, two important points. Number one, what is the Gemara? The Gemara here is going through each statement of the Mishnah and saying why this, why this, why this, why this. Why did he go out to the street and why the sackcloth and why the ashes on everybody, v'chulu. And then it says why the cemetery. Our Mishnah had no mention of cemetery. Our Mishnah doesn't mention cemetery. What does it mean? Well, why cemetery? Our Mishnah doesn't mention it. It's the Yerushalmi. Rashi in quotes, that it says there in the Yerushalmi, Yotzel HaBeis HaKfaris, says the Maritz Chayis, right here. This is the Yesodistic Maritz Chayis. This is one of my rayas, that the people, Ravina and Ravashi, and the earlier ones, the early Amoraim had the Yerushalmi in front of them when the Bavli was put together. Right, then the Bavli never quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi was earlier. Rabbi Yochanan put together the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan was a very early Amora, or a Tana, he's on the border. So the question is, did they have the Yerushalmi? The Maritz Chayis says, yes! This is one of the Rayas. The Bavli just asked, and why a cemetery? What do you mean, why a cemetery? The Bavli never said, the Mishnah, the Brises, never. There's no Brise here quoted about a cemetery. It must be that they had the Yerushalmi in front of them. That is the right here. Nirabeina, hine b'mishnah shalanu lo nizkar mu'uma, me'alicha l'beis ha'kfaris. V'rashi hirgash b'zeh, v'kasa d'samach hadas Yerushalmi. Umikan, ra'el, Rav Ilfis, what the Rif says at the end of Erevin. D'shas Yerushalmi kfar mesudar l'fnei chos me Talmud Bavli. They had the Yerushalmi in front of them. That's what we paskin like the Bavli, because we assume like the Bavli have the Yerushalmi in front of it, included in the Bavli, the Sfaris of the Yerushalmi, if need be. To Osan Rabbana Shasudra Bavli, Heviuba Osan Asfaris, Shem Kalacha, Hanemaras Yerushalmi, Varava Talmud Bavli Minay Yerushalmi Novaya. The Chulu, you can look there here in the Maritz Chayis. That's in a major Maritz Chayis right here in Tainus Daf Tezayin that the Yerushalmi was there in front of the Bavli, and that's how we could have this question here of why a cemetery if the Bavli never mentioned a cemetery. The other important point here is the second reason. We go to the cemetery in order to ask the mason to daven for us. What exactly are we asking? What are we asking? So this relates to the major sugya of, is it appropriate to daven to Niftarim, to daven on our behalf? To beseech on our behalf. So the poskim discuss this in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Ramah quotes, Yesh Mekomos Noagin Leilech Al Hakvaros Ula Harbos Sham Techinos Venosim Sham Stokalani. And there are places the minhag is to go to the Beis Hakvaros on Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the earlier Achronim. This is a much discussed Mishnah Berurah. But again, it's from the early Achronim. What are we supposed to do at the Beis Hakvaros? The minhag of Chayis, the Beis HaKfaris. What is our kavana? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, The Beis HaKvaris who makam menuchas ha-tzadikim v'atfilin eskablisham yoser. The Beis HaKvaris is the place where the tzadikim have their eternal resting place, and tfilin is mekubal sham. Ach, al yasim magamaso neged ha-meisim. Don't daven to them, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ach yivakish me Hashem yizbarach, sheyitin alav rachamim bischus ha-tzadikim shokhni ofer. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should answer and listen to our tfilos bischus the tzadikim that are resting here. That is our kavana that we should have. That is the Mishnah Berurah. There is a major discussion in the Achronim whether there is any flexibility to talk to the Mason. That's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. The Minhag of Mani is to go and talk to their relatives and talk to the Niftarim. So the question is that appropriate or not? That's the Minhag. So that is a discussion in the Achronim whether it is appropriate. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an important tshuva about this as well in Chelek Hay in Arachayim, here in Simin Mem Gimel Ozvav. In Mutter Lelechas Lekivrei Avos Vekivrei Tzadikim Beis Sara. So he quotes the background to this sugya is davening to Malachim. Right, that's where it becomes famous. Davening in Slichas, where we have Machnisei Rachamim and we have the Yud Gimel Midos, where we talk to Malachim. So is it appropriate to talk to Malachim to ask them for Rachamim? So the Igris Moshe, or Moshe says, again, a big sugi, we had a daf pein shir about this, I think, a number of years ago. Al Kapanim says, Rav Moshe, b'malachim, asur levake shem yasu davar avurenu. V'gam Moshe yivakshu me Hashem yisbarach avurenu, b'dvaram shlo shaychi amalachim. Aka ich machlokes, Rabbo Seinu, Rishonim. But there is a machlokes, Rishonim, whether we could ask them to be shlichim. Please put in a good word with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that, we can't daven for a malach has no inherent power. Could we daven to the malachim, please ask Hashem, ... That's a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas achronim, right? Rashi, and there's a Rashi in Mesachas Sanhedrin, which seems to say beferish in Pshat of a Gemara, to daven to malachim. And the ones who wrote the piyutim, they were rishonim. The ones who wrote the slichas, rishonim. The pashtus is that they said it's okay. Ah, but others say not. Levakish adam kshu b'chaim. So that's malachim. What about davening to people, davening, asking live people to daven for you? That's for sure okay. Malachim is a machlokas rishonim. Asking people for sure. Why? Misav chesed. Misav chesed. They have to do chesed for you. Part of doing chesed for you is davening for you. That's for sure okay. Levakish adam kshu b'chaim lehispalel uvarech hu davar haraui v'hanachon. Right? Lo rak lelechal hanaviim. Not only that. The only other controversy that we're left with is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah just said here. That is, after they are niftar. Are they better or worse than malachim? On the one hand, maybe they're worse, because people only have power when they're alive. Malachim have power in the state that they're in now. Or do we say that they're better? Because they used to be in the Parsha of Chesed. There are various Gemaras, the second Paragon Bracha is about Mason knowing what's going on. So maybe they used to be in the Parsha of Chesed, so they're still connected somehow. So again, that is an important discussion, and everyone should follow their custom and ask their local posek in terms of the Kavanas. But again, that is an important discussion that the post can have. But this is a crucial line. The Pasha of this line is that to ask the Mason. That's the pashtus. She yivakshu aleinu meisim rachamim. So that they ask Rachmanis for us on our behalf. Good. Weiter. My har hamoria. What is har hamoria? Why is this here? Because we also have a word, and we have two different reasons. Machlokas, Rav Levi Barcham and Rabbi Chanina. That's why this is quoted here as well. My har hamoria, pligi Rav Levi Barcham and Rabbi Chanina. Why is it called har hamoria? Why is har habayis called har hamoria? Chad amar har sheyatza mimenu hora'a li Yisrael. Wamshat is moria from the word hora'a. From the word psak. That from Yerushalayim, from har hamoria, psak goes out to all of Israel. What does that mean? The Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin sits in the Lishkas Hagazis in the Beis HaMikdash, on the north side of the Azara, and that's where all Psak comes from. So that is where Har HaMoriah comes from. Number one. Number two, V'chad Amar Har Sheyatzim Menu Moreh Lo'ovdei Chachavim. Or number two, all the nations of the world are awestruck by the Beis HaMikdash. We can't fathom that now. They make fun of us now, we're downtrodden. But when we have a Beis HaMikdash, they recognize the awesome nature of the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi really has two opinions here. Rashi first continues, as we have explained, Sheshomin Gedolos Yisrael v'Yerushalayim u'mispachadim aleihem, that Shamati, and then Rashi goes another pshat, that maybe Har Moriah means Har Sinai. And that's the Moreh, because of the Torah that was given. Eretz Yarav Shketa, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. So Har Moriah meaning Har Sinai. That's not the Pashas. The Pashas is what we call Har Moriah. Good. Hazaki Jemem Omer Lefrein Devei Kavushim. Next part of the Mishnah. This Zakein, one of the elders, says, gives a Musar Shmuz. Gives Chizuk. Tana Rabbanan. Im Yesh Zakein, Omer Zakein. If there's a Zakein there, the Zakein says it. Vim Lav, Omer Chacham. If there's no Zakein, then the Chacham says it. Vim Lav, Omer Adam Shal Tzura. And if not, third level, any prominent individual could say it. Even if he's not a Zakein, and even if he's not a Chacham. Right there, Meiri says, Bal Tzura is a Balmidos. It's Midos, Balmidos. Rashi here says Balkoma, somebody that is has stature that would be listened to. Says the Gemara. So what are the three? First Zakein, then Chacham. Says the Gemara, Atu Zakein to Ka'amri Avav Dalav Chachamu. What's choice number one? Somebody who's old, even if he's not a Chacham? Why would that work? Amar Abaya Hachi Ka'amar. Im Yesh Zakein Vihu Chacham, Omer Zakein Vihu Chacham. No, if he's got both. If he's a Zakein and a Chacham, that's first choice. Ve'im lav, Omer Chacham. And if not, if you don't have somebody who's a Zakein and a Chacham, then you can have a younger Chacham. Ve'im lav, Omer Adam Shal Tzura. Good. What does he say? What does this person say? As follows. Acheinu lo sakvetain es garmim. It's not the external behavior sackcloth that we're doing that's going to cause any improvement. Ela tshuvu maisim tovim garmim. Shekei matzinu ba'anshe Nineveh. We saw in by Nineveh shenomar bohem vayar alokim es sakom es ta'anisam. It does not say that Hashem saw their sackcloth and fasting by Yonah. Ela vayar alokim es ma'aseihem. Kishavu midarkam ara. Hashem saw their actions. Their actions turned around. That's the key. Vayis kasu sakim adam v'habeima mayavi avdi. And it says by Nineveh, they even covered their animals with sackcloth. What exactly did they do with their animals? Asra habehemos luchud v'savladas luchud. They tied the babies and the mothers separately from each other. Amru lefanav. And then he said, Rebona shalolam, im ein atam rachim aleinu, if you don't have rachmanis on us, then we're not having rachmanis on these animals. What does that mean? Well, we're forcing God. Seems savage. Seems torturous. What are we doing? We're keeping the offspring away from the mothers? No, says Rashi, Chlomar. Kishem sha'ato omer l'rachim aleilu. Dechsev v'rachim aval kol ma'asov. Kein t'rachim aleinu. We just do it for a moment while we're davening. Hashem, you see what we're doing with these animals? That's how we feel. That's how we have. We're trying to again awaken in us and awaken in the Midas HaRachamim, that Hashem should have Rachmanis on us, V'racham Aval Kol Ma'asov. Just like you say you're going to have Rachmanis on all of your creatures, what about us? What about us? The Minchas Asher, in a couple of places, in Vayera and in Dvarim, talks about the principle, the mitzvah, the inyan of Tzar Balechayim. He notes, as we mentioned many times, that there is no source in Shas given for Tzar Balechayim. There's at least 11 sources given in Rishonim and Achronim for Tzar Balechayim. One of them is this pasuk right here. V'racham aval kol ma'asav. The message being, why isn't there a source in Shas for Tzar Balechayim? Why do we have to come up with 10 different sources? A pasuk by Bilam, and why are you hitting me? And this pasuk, v'racham aval kol ma'asav, maybe it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, maybe it's based on the mitzvah of prika and te'ina, right, of unloading of animals, right? Maybe it's based on the pasuk of Osachsom Shar B'Disho. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal. Pasuk in Kisei say, why there's so many sources? So Rav Asher Weiss explains that really the source is Ratzon Hashem. The source is outside of the 613. Once we have the 613, we know there are other ideas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure wants us to follow. And he left it open to us to figure out that this is an example of that. The Ar Sameach writes, that's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, only Sippur. Why? Because, says the Ar Sameach, this is a din derabbanan. The Rabbanan were instituted, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to figure it out. That this was his want, right? This is the beginning of our relationship, and we always have to remember it. So too, the idea of Tzar Balechayim, according to the Minchas Asher. Weiter. Vayikru Elokim, right? There's more there, but still a big daf up ahead. Vayikru Elokim b'chazka. They called Hashem with force, with strength. My amur, what does that mean with strength, with chazka? Amru lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, aluv v'she'enu aluv, tzadik v'rasha. When there's somebody who's downtrodden or not, when there's a tzadik and a rasha, minitcha mipnei mi, who is mevater? Who allows the other to go first? The tzaddik lets the Russia go first, right? The olav lets the eno olav go first. So Hashem, let us go first. You're the tzaddik, we're the rishayim. Gev rachmanis on us. V'yashuvu ish mitarko hara'a. U'menachamas asher b'chapehem. The people of Nineveh did tshuva from the chamas, from the stealing, from the stolen booty that was in their hands. Mai menachamas asher b'chapehem. What's the emphasis? Amar Shmuel. Afizul gazal meir yishu b'na'o b'bira. There's a din d'rabbanan that we know from Maseches Sukkah, that if somebody steals a piece of wood and then uses it to build their house, they do not have to take apart their house. They can leave it and just pay back money. Called takana sashavim, a takana so that people do tshuva. So here the Gemara says that the chiddush is that the people in Nineveh didn't even rely on takana sashavim. If they had used the wood, they broke down their houses and gave it back. That's the type of tshuva that they were doing above and beyond what was allowed. Even though this was allowed, they're allowed to keep it. Still, they didn't keep it. Mekakeak alabira kula. They would break down the entire house, umachzir meirish labala, and return the board to its baalim, to its owner. Right? There's an amazing type of tshuva. The Meiri emphasizes here. The amazing type of tshuva. Amar vada bar ava adam, sheish biado aveiro misvade aveino chozer. Somebody does tshuva. And somebody does an aveira and does tshuva on the outside, says vidui, but he doesn't really do tshuva. Veinu chozer ba, right? Unlike the Nineveh people, right? He does fake tshuva. Lama'u domeh, la'adam sho tefei sheretz biyado. It's as if a person who's holding a sheretz in his hand and he goes into the mikvah. Sha'afilu tovel b'chol me'moshe ba'olam. Even if somebody jumps into all the seas of the world, lo also lo tfila. Tfila does not work. He is still tameh. Why? Because he still has tumah. Still holding on to tumah. Zarko miyado. Right when he gets rid of the sheretz, kivet shetavol barbam saw. He goes into the most minimal mikvah. Miyad also lo tfila work. Shneamar umodev va'ozev yirucham. If you're modev, you do vidu and you leave the sin. So then yirucham. Then you'll have Hashem will have rachmanis. V'omer nisal avavino kapayim elkel. Basha Mayim. So we have to leave it. Right, there's a question in the Achronim, Reb Chaim has, if in this type of case, if somebody has holding a sheretz, and he's in a mikvah, is there Tara and immediately Tumah again, or is there no Tara? And the sheretz prevents the Tara. He comes up with an afkamina. That's a question in the Achronim, how exactly it works. Okay. So they're out in the street and they get a chazin. We should have someone who's used to the davening, who knows the davening well, a ragil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mitupal ve'einlo. Somebody who has a lot of children in his house, he's a mitupal, but he has nothing to give them. V'yeshlo yegia basadu beso rekam. Or somebody works out in the field and his house is empty because there's been a drought. But he's somebody who feels it. Somebody who feels the pinch. U'pirko na'eh, and he had a wonderful youth. We'll have to get back to that. U'shval berech, and he is lowly. U'merutzalam, and the am likes him. V'yeshlo ni'ima v'kolo arev, he has a beautiful voice. U'bakila growth b'tarom nevim uksuvim. He has to be a baki in Tanakh. Wow, why does he have to be a baki in Tanakh? So Rashi quotes, because the psukim, you're going to quote in davening. That's why he has to know it. Vilashon ulashanos, b'medrash, balachos, bagados, and he has to be a baki in medrash and Torah, right? Because that also defines a person. Ubaki b'chala brachas kulan, he has to be an expert in the brachas, right? He has to know the brachas. He has to not be able to, we don't want somebody stumbling on the brachas today. The Rabbanan looked around, and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ami was one of the great chazanim who did this. Turning over, says the Gemara, "Hainu mutuba ve'einlo, hainu beso reikam." What are the two descriptions? Isn't it the same? Mutupa, and he has nothing, or beso reikam. Amar Rav Chisda, zeusha beso reikam in ha'avera. Maybe the second one, beso reikam, means spiritually. Spiritually, he's empty from averos. He's empty from averos, like we have elsewhere in the Torah. Right, we have min averos shebiyado, right? He's scared. Scared means min averos shebiyado. Here he's empty from averos. Right, that's beso rekam. Look at the Marsha here. Marsha, a number of times in Shas, quotes, Bizman Azed, Marsha says, in our time, a couple hundred years ago, he says, nowadays we have many chazanim that just do it for the money, and it's terrible, and they force people to give them money, and it's gezel biyadam, oi to our generation, says the Marsha. It's have chazanim that do it l'shem shamayim. Third line, Upirko no. What does it mean that his youth is good? Amra Abaya, Zeshalo Yatza Shemra Bialduso. It's referring to someone who didn't have any Shemra even when he was younger. Even when he was younger, he had a perfect upbringing. There was no terrible negative rumors about him even when he was younger. meaning he's not a Baal Tshuva in that sense. Haisali, that's Abai. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Simen Nun Gimel, whether this is a Lachan Chila, what a Baal Tshuva can't be a Chazan. Can't be a chazen. We're not mocking. We don't look around and ask people, you know, what their youth was. But maybe it could be on fast days. On these fast days, when there's drought, when there's special tzaris. But what about if a shul has a Baal Tshuva, who's an unbelievable chazen, who's a great person, who's a tzaddik yisod olam? So the minhag olam is to not be mockpit about that. And dafka, we look for the best person bizman hazeh. And even if somebody if somebody was a mamish, a baal aveira, did terrible things, and he was known to the public as a rasha gamur, okay, there's something to talk about. But if somebody just was a tinuk shenishba, maybe that's not what the Gemara is talking about here. Somebody just didn't know. So then, the Minhag HaOlam is not to be makpid about that. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this. It's Sibin Nun Gimel in Siv Dalet. Shas Sarach Shei Hagun. What does it mean? Hagun Reikon Me'aveiros. Right now. Shloyas L'Hashem Ra'afilu B'Yalduso. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, but then the Mishnah Berurah says that, you know, we're not as makpid about that. We just look at somebody today. If somebody has done tshuva, imshav b'tshuva, a misalkin, so we don't remove him. Okay, we continue. Haisal Nachla Sika Aryeh Biyar. My Nachla mini Bnei Yisrael, we're like a lion in the forest. Nas Nalai Bakola Al Ketsa Nasiya, they have put on me their voice, therefore I have hated. What does that mean? My Nasalai Bakola Amar Marzucha Bartovia of Amarav. Vyamila Amarabi Chama Amarabi Elazar. Zeshliach Tzibur She'eino Hagun Hayure Lefnei Ateva. If there is a chazin that is not an appropriate chazin for whatever reason who goes and is the shliach of the Tzibur, says Hashem, I hate that. You know, I want to listen to Klal Yisrael, but if you have a shliach that is inappropriate, remember what we discussed again back in Rosh Hashanah, the shliach tefillah bitzibur and tefillah hatzibur, right? It's our tefillah on our behalf, and we have to have a proper messenger for that tefillah. Good. Va'omer lefneim estrim va'arba brachos shmona estrei shebachol yom amosav aleim od sheish. So you say the special 24 shbracha shmona estrei, as we had machlokas, is it by all the tefillahs? Is it only by some? And you have the special six. Hani, Shei, Sheva, Avian. What do you mean? There's seven extra. So how does it work out to 24? Kiditznan, Al Shvias, Womer, Baruch, Merchem, Allah, Aretz. Look back in the Mishnah. There's seven extra. Amar, Rachman, Bar Yitzchak, My Shvias, Shvias, La Arucha. There's seven extra, but the first one that we add is combined with Re'ena, Va'anyenu. So it's really only six extra brachos. Kiditanya, as the Brisa says, Begoel Yisrael Ma'arich, in the bracha of Goel Yisrael, we add on, Ubechosma Hu Omer, and we end off that bracha by saying, Mi Shones Avraham Bahara Moria, Hu Ya'aneschem, he should answer you, V'yishma B'kol Tzachaschem Ayom Hazeh, Baruch Goel Yisrael, V'heino Ninach Rav, Amen. And they all answer Amen. And after the bracha, as we mentioned, after each bracha, V'chazan HaKnesses, Omer Lehem, Tik'u B'nei Aaron, Tik'u, Blow Shofar. And then we get to the next bracha. Once we quoted this braisa, we continue. We needed it for the first line, but we continue. V'chozer v'yomer mishon esavo seinu al yamsuf. Hu yan eschem v'yishma b'kol tzachaschem ayom hazeh. Baruch zocher hanishkachos. Hashem remembers all that is forgotten. The hain we had earlier in the Masechta. Davka, what's forgotten? We forget our mitzvahs, Hashem remembers the mitzvahs. We forget our averes, Hashem remembers them too. Baruch zocher hanishkachos. The hain onin acharav amen. V'chazan haknesses omer lohem hariu b'nei Aaron hariu. They blow. V'chein b'chol brachu bracha ba'achaz omer yitaku ba'achaz omer hariu. They switch off. Good. B'medra mamurim. When does this whole process take place? With the shofar and with the special brachos, bigvulin. That's bigvulin. That's when we say amen. Avol b'migdash. Ain't okay. When they did this in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not answer amen to the brachas. Lefish ain't on amen b'migdash. We don't answer amen to the mikdash. Why? What do we answer? We answer baruch shem kavod. Why? The Ritva says in Maseches Brachas at the end, the last, second to last daf. Because there you hear the shem of Horash. So when you hear the shem of Horash, you have to have a different reaction. Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchusol Yolam Ba'ed. Or the Meiri. The Meiri says here that Amen is the Sof HaBracha. And in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Sof, Brachos. It's a constant source of Bracha. So you don't want to say Amen, which would limit, which would complete the Bracha. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, we want to complete the Bracha. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, we don't. Uminayish, you know, Amen B'Mikdash, how do you know you don't say answer Amen there? Shene'amar, Kumu Baruchu as Hashem Elokeichem. This is Nehemiah in the Beis HaMikdash. Bless Hashem. Baruch Hu Adonai Elokeichem. Min ha'olam ad ha'olam. V'varchu Shem Kavodecha. That's like Baruch Shem Kavod. Umromam al kol brachu tila. And he is above any type of bracha. Hashem is above. Yachal akal brachas kulan lo te'elati la'achaz. And you might think you just say it once at the end. Tamalomar umuromam akal bracha te'ila. Akal bracha te'en lo te'ila. Every bracha gets its unique praise. Ve'ela b'mikdash ma'u omer. What do you say? Baruch Hashem. The Grot takes out Elokim. Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Baruch go El Yisrael. Ve'ino ninach harav. Baruch Shem kevam ha'chazol di'olam v'ed. So he's Baruch Shem instead of Amen. We continue. The Chazan HaKnesset Omer Lem Tiku, Hakohanim Bnei Aaron Tiku, the Chozer Omer, and we go through each of the brachas. Misha'an es Avraham Bahara Moriah, Huyane Eschem, Vishma Bakol Tzachatzchem Ayom Azeh, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Zocher Nishkachos, Vein Onim Acharav, Baruch Shem Kavod, the Chazan HaKnesset Omer Lem Ariyu, Hakohanim Bnei Aaron Hariyu, Vachomer, see there's Kohanim and Bnei Aaron, they're called both. We mentioned that yesterday. V'chein b'chol bracha u'bracha ba'achas omer taku ba'achas omer hariyu ad shegomer es kulan. Until we finish all of them. We go through the whole process. V'kachinig Rabbi Chalata ben Tzipor Rabbi Chanan ben Shradiyon b'sichni. This is what they did. U'kshubadar v'levnei chachamim amru lo heinog and kein ela b'shari mizrach ba'arabayis. They did this. Either the shofar or the Baruch Shems outside. But they did it outside and they were told, no, don't do this, except in Harabayas. The Istam, and others say, Kidetanya, others have the following brisa, Omer Lefeim Esrim Ba'arba Brachos Shmona Esrei Shebachol Yom. Umosif, 24 brachas. Shmona Esrei Shebachol Yom Umosif, Alin Od Sheish. And you add on an extra six. The Osan Sheish Yechana Omram, when do you say them being Goel Arofe Cholei, Umarech Bigu'ula, Veinon Acharav Amen. Same thing we just had. Akal brachu bracha. You say amen on each bracha. V'kach hayu noagin bigvulin. Avo b'mikdash hayu omrim. Baruch Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Baruch goel Yisrael. And that's what they said in the mikdash. V'lo hayon achrav amen. V'kol kach lama l'fishi ino onin amen b'mikdash. They didn't answer amen there. 2 days, as we just said, from the Ritva and the Meiri. Uminaychi ino amen b'mikdash. Shenemar kumu baruchu ad Hashem elokeicha. Min ha'olam ad ha'olam. V'yivarchu shem kvodecha. There's the Baruch Shem Kavod. Umuromam akal brachu tehila. Akal bracha bracha. Tain lo tehila. Okay, similar, again repeating the brisa. One more, Tana Rabbanan, last time. Ala Rishonos, who Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Baruch Hu El Yisrael. Ve'ino nachra Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Ol Yolam Ba'ed. That's what they did, the first bracha, v'chazan ha'kadaz Omer Taku, Kohanim Taku. V'chozer v'omer. And then the second bracha. Mishonos Avram Aramariyo, Yana Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzach Katazchem Mayam Azeh. V'yalashni, that was the end of the first, again, I'm sorry. V'alashdiya hu Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Baruch Zocher Nishkachos. The Chazan HaKnesset Omer Hariyu Bnei Aaron Hariyu VaOmer, and he says Misha Anes Avosino Al Yamsuf Hu Yane Eschem Yishba B'Kol Tzachaschem Hayom Azeh VeMarian VeTokin Marian VeChein B'Chol Bracha UBracha Shofar after each one BaAchaz Omer Taku UBaAchaz Omer Hariyu Ad SheYigmar Es Abrachas Kulan till they finish VeKachinig Rabbi Chalafta B'Tzipori Rabbi Chinim Ben Shradiyam B'Sichni. They did this in Sichni Ukshvadar Eitzach Hachamim Amru Lo Hayu Noagin Kain Elab Shari Mizrach Ubahar Habais. Okay, we have three or four. This Amud Beis here just had a repeat of the brachas over and over again, different versions of what the Amoraim did. But this is an important discussion of all of the brachas and what happened in the Beis Hamikdash and outside the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, we'll stop here.